Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. We are going to jump right on into things. This is your host, Vance Rogers, and this morning we have with us Peggy Goodman from the great state. Ooh, I almost said Utah, but I think you might be from Idaho.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, now that we've got that correct, Peggy Goodman, you have been a physical therapist for 40 years.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. So tell us what a physical therapist is for those of us who have never been to physical therapy. I have sat in on several of my dad's physical therapy appointments after his knee surgery, and I've learned a ton. So tell us what a physical therapist is, and then I want to jump right into how you got introduced to knee cancer.
A physical therapist, oftentimes a doctor will refer a patient who might be going through, might be a lot of different things. A lot of times maybe somebody has lost strength or maybe been in the hospital or had surgery for maybe their hip or knee or some kind of joint, and then they need to get back so that they can be more functional. Maybe it's being able to transfer and walk and get back going again. So our job as a physical therapist is to help people regain maybe some of the function or ability that they've lost, whether it be a surgery or maybe a disorder that they've had, and we need to help them maybe with their balance or strength or range of motion, function. Oftentimes we see patients with discomfort, and we're asked to work on those kinds of patients. We also see pediatric patients that might have neuromuscular disorders or developmental delays. So we see patients who have wound issues and need those to be worked on. So we really see a wide variety of patients, whether it be orthopedic or pediatrics, geriatrics. I mean, we cover kind of a lot of areas, but it's primarily designed to help a patient become more functional again, if that makes sense.
Well, that makes absolutely perfect sense because, again, like I said, I've watched my dad experience this. And sorry I'm laughing, but, you know, my father is one of those people that 30 years ago, prior to Nikan, if you would have told him he'd be going through physical therapy and doing this kind of stuff, he would have laughed because he just isn't, you know, like a lot of other industries, acupuncture, chiropractic, the list goes on and on. A lot of us who don't know anything about it, we just think, oh, come on, that's for, you know, sissies or mamby-pamby. What is that really going to do? Oh, but he's learned really quick about how these young ladies and men who are, you know, some of them pretty petite, how they can move his knee around in ways that inflict pain.
Well, you know, PT stands for physical torture or physical terrorist. It's sometimes what we're called. So I understand.
And so I know I should do this because I love my father to pieces, and well, both my parents. But when he comes back from his appointment and he says, "Oh yeah, she really, man, I'm hurting today," you know, and so it's rather humorous. So, Peggy, you know, it's how do I say this? It's I'm getting several texts right now from people saying, "Hey, can we have Peggy get closer to her microphone or drop her earpiece because they're having trouble hearing you." So that being said, that physical therapy is really your wideness of patients is everything from an infant all the way up to the elderly and everybody in between. I can quickly make the jump to why somebody in that industry would be open-minded to Nikan, but how'd you get introduced to Nikan?
Okay, well, I thank you, first of all, for inviting me to share my story with you, Vance, and also thank the listeners on this call. I hope that my story and the information that I share will be helpful. But before I turned 40, I began having a lot of health problems. I was struggling with chronic fatigue and chronic headaches and the kind that would make light hurt, sound hurt. They'd make me so nauseated and dizzy that I'd actually go lay down in a dark, quiet room, and I remember putting ice packs on my forehead and back of my neck just to numb it the best I could, because oftentimes I couldn't even take any medicine for the headache because I was also having a lot of intestinal challenges. So anytime I took medication, it just would make my stomach and intestinal challenges worse. So, gosh, I have a lot of digestive issues as well, so I couldn't digest a lot of foods. Even eating a healthy salad would give me a lot of gas, cramping, and bloating. I would range from diarrhea to constipation, it depending on what I ate. So it was like Forrest Gump and a box of chocolates. I never knew what I was going to get on any given day with my intestinal tract. And then I had a lot of chronic neck and shoulder blade discomfort. And it was frustrating because even though I'm a physical therapist and I had access to every modality possible, from ultrasound, electrical stimulation devices, and things that normally we use on patients who hurt, I just couldn't make any kind of long-term dent in my chronic problems and chronic discomfort. And I had a lot of also hormonal imbalances. I didn't sleep well, which was causing depression, even though really I didn't have anything to be depressed about. But when you don't sleep well, it affects those neurotransmitters in your brain, and it really was causing me to feel very depressed. I couldn't absorb water well, so I was chronically dehydrated, and I could tell I wasn't absorbing water, even though I was drinking filtered water from the 5-gallon jugs that you have delivered to your home, because we didn't have the best water, you know, where I live. But my skin was dry. I was struggling with also constipation. And after I drank water, I would oftentimes slosh around for like an hour later. And so I knew I just wasn't absorbing well at a cellular level. And so I knew that was contributing, but I didn't know what to do other than buying, you know, filtered water. But at age 40, I didn't think I would get to be a physical therapist much longer because, you know, I was just so exhausted by the end of the day, and I just hurt all over all of the time, and I didn't have enough energy to function. I'd have to go take a nap just to have enough energy to make dinner for my family after I got done working. And so, you know, I was really looking and praying for an answer, and little did I know it would come in the form of a company called NECAN that truly transformed my health. And if it wasn't for NECAN, I'm sure I was going to have to retire from physical therapy. So what happened to me is I was placed on a sleep system, which consists of a magnetic pad, a comforter that has some special ceramic fibers in it that regulate heat and cold, and a magnetic pillow, and it just kind of cocooned my body in this wonderful energy, natural energy, that helped my body start to get into deeper stages of sleep that I had never known before. And so within a week, I was just waking up not feeling exhausted and tired, which was a new experience for me, because every time I woke up, you know, I just hardly could get out of bed. I was just as tired when I woke up in the morning previously, you know, than when I went to bed. So to be able to feel energized or refreshed and ready to go for the day was really quite remarkable for me. And then
Peggy, I want to interrupt you at that point, because how would you, as a physical therapist, based on your knowledge of how the body works, how you treat and work with patients, how would you describe what you experienced in using your word, cocoon, in this cocoon of, well, if we could just say it, earth technology. I like the way my friend, you know, David Jones says, look, at God put all this technology out in the earth with all these amazing things, and then NECAN, as a research and development company, figures out how to bring them into our home. And I even found myself sharing that last night with a cousin of mine who's advanced. I really got to watch that grounding documentary that you sent me. And I said, you know, Johnny, if you don't want to splurge the $133 for this, you know, this product, take your shoes and socks off. And brother, go find some bare, clean soil in your backyard. He's got a big yard. And just go out there and stand. Do it. Start doing it every single day. You watch this documentary. And he gave me that look like everybody else gives you. And you know that look.
Sure.
But how would you describe what your body experienced with putting yourself into that environment, because you just gave us a laundry list of all the things that were wrong, and I could sense the conflict raging in your spirit. You made it very clear as a 40-year-old that this is my occupation. If I can't do this, how am I going to provide for my, how am I going to make my contribution to society if my body's not functioning and I got all these things going on? How do you describe that cocoon effect, or from a physical therapist, what was your body going through?
Well, because, you know, when I was going through all that chronic fatigue, and what I noticed when I work with patients who have that same issue, you know, you feel as if your body doesn't even have enough energy to function. It's like a car with a very low battery. It's just hard for it to get going. So our bodies need enough energy, really, at a cellular level to even begin to function. And so by being placed in this natural energy of the earth and the sun, and it allowed my body to actually have enough energy to get into deeper stages of sleep, because several things about sleep. If you don't have enough energy, your body won't go through the different stages of sleep that we need to get restorative benefits. And, you know, and I didn't realize until, you know, I started going through this, but so you need energy. Also, my body was just aches all over. And if our bodies don't get rid of the, you know, some of the things that we, you know, from walking and working and every day, our bodies build up this normal byproduct from working, and then that can leave you very, you know, achy and sometimes for people. And so, intense natural energies really are pretty amazing in that it first gives you enough energy so your body can function. And by being able to do that, then it can start getting you into deep stages of sleep that you need so that your body can go back to work to help itself. And so that's probably the simplest way I can do explain that, so that by putting magnetic insoles in people's feet, it helps to, you know, in essence, stimulate all these reflex points in our feet that really help us work, you know, for our body to work better. So being able to sleep is one of the most important things we can do when somebody is struggling with all of the health issues. I was going to, because my body couldn't recover. And so that's why enveloping yourself into some really natural energies allows the body, just much like a greenhouse, to help your body give you the environment for a person to work. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. And as a fellow Nikanite, for as long as I have, I've got several other medical, you know, people who, from your line of, you know, occupation and background, I immediately thought of what, you know, Dr. Gary Lindner explains, and he's done several teachings on this that are all over on YouTube, and they're very easy to find. You just type in Dr. Gary Lindner, but I love the way he addressed that, you know, and he based his teaching out of the I think it's the University of California, and all their sleep research, that the human body requires, there's no magic number. It's not like it's 7 hours and 46 minutes. You know, that's not the magic number. No, the body requires 4 to 5 good solid REM stages, rapid eye movement stages, and those usually are about a 90-minute cycle. So if you do the math, you're looking at 6.5 to 9 hours of, you know, sleep, somewhere in there. 7 to 9, you know, would be ideal. With these, you know, technologies, can we achieve them faster? Paul, you say yes. So on the heels of that, you know, sleep, and then the next category, you know, if you can go a while without sleep. I know several, and we see this in our culture today with people that, how do I say it? They're just, the greatest fear right now, and you can Google this if you don't believe me, the greatest fear is FOMO, the fear of missing out. And the internet has made this and brought it front and center, that people, they struggle to even sit down and watch a movie or eat dinner or do anything without getting on their screen device and connecting in with so many different social media sites to see what's going on in the world, to see what their friends are sharing. It goes on and on and on. They can't get unplugged, unfortunately. And therefore, it's countering their sleep because they don't know how to turn it off. And I could tell you story after story of what I experienced in my own family, and I keep saying the same thing, and I sound like a broken record, and that dates me right there. But the biggest thing is we can't get unplugged, and that affects our sleep, and right on the heels of that, water. Peggy, you did a beautiful job in Layton, Utah this year with Debbie Davis, who is also in the same occupational field as a massage therapist. And I thought, oh my goodness, this is perfect that you pull her out of the audience to show. And for those of you who are listening right now, I want you to stop multitasking. Please, I'm begging you, because what Peggy's going to share can transform your life and enable to help you transform the lives of other people. And what I saw, and I think the term you used, or the concept, was that the PIMAG water can, we're not going to make a medical claim here and say will, but those of us who consume it regularly, we know the benefits. Even in coffee or tea, when you're using PIMAG water, its original, it will, and let me rephrase that. It can absorb into your body three times more effectively. And I love, Peggy, how you shared that you were drinking all this water, but your body was sloshing around. You know, because you're full, but you're not necessarily hydrated.
That's absolutely right, Vance. And I see this in many of my chronic patients that I treat. And most people don't realize, I do a lot of applied kinesiology or muscle testing. And so when I would begin, one of the things I do after taking a full history of my patient and what's going on and how they sleep and, you know, how much water they drink and all of that, I do some muscle testing so I can figure out maybe what's going on in their body. And, you know, normal people, usually when I test them, they can absorb maybe 25% of the water that they drink. Or maybe if somebody's really healthy, I might get somebody who absorbs 30%. But that's pretty much average. But when I test my chronic patients who have lots of chronic problems, especially intestinal challenges or whatever, none of them absorb more than 20%, at least not any of the patients I've tested, and I've tested hundreds and hundreds of patients, they absorb 20% or less of the water that they drink. So when you think about it, if they're drinking 5 glasses of water a day, 1 out of 5, they might actually be absorbing, and that is not enough to keep all of your functions and organs and systems working and flushing out what you're supposed to do in the day. And so it's really important, and we're seeing that more and more. So one of the things when we have patients drink PIMAG water is that it really begins to help them absorb at a cellular level that, you know, I have not ever seen before. And the reason hydration is so important is, you know, and how I began to understand this is I had a patient who was literally drinking a gallon of water a day, and he came to me and he had just had his lab work, and he said, "Piggy, I don't understand how I'm literally drinking a gallon of water a day, and my lab work shows that I'm dehydrated. How can that be?" And when I began to explain that, you know, sometimes our bodies just do not absorb water like they're supposed to, and our chronic pain patients just don't. And so by being able to absorb water better at a cellular level, since 70% of our body is water, you're already going to help 70% of your body feel better. And so I'll do a demonstration so I can show them the difference. So I'll have them drink their normal water that they drink. I have them bring water from home or whatever they drink, and I'll muscle test them. And we do it just like, so I'll start by asking the body, you know, what percent of this water can your body actually absorb? Can it absorb 20%? And it'll If their arm holds and it says yes, they can absorb 20%. If then I'll ask, can your body absorb 25%? And if it locks and holds, that is, if I go up higher, you know, 30%, it drops. But when I test chronic pain patients or chronic patients with discomfort, I just don't get that. They don't absorb water well. And some of it may be because of their intestinal challenges that they have, but for whatever reason, they don't. But when we test them and have them sample the PIMAC water and I begin to muscle test them, I get 60%, you know, 70%, sometimes, you know, 80% absorption on my chronic discomfort patients. And that's huge for them, because if they only normally absorb about 20% and we can get triple the absorption, even 60% of the water that they're drinking, that makes an incredible difference. And by spraying the water on their hand, I have them open and close their hands and fingers, and then we spray the PIMAC water on their fingers, and they begin to understand what absorbing water can do, and lubricating their joints and their hands feeling better, so we can give them an experience. But as I've tested many patients, this is what I have found, which is really quite amazing to me, that because I've tested a lot of waters, we've tested, you know, Kangen waters, we've tested all kinds of bottled waters, Bonnie waters, Aquafina, spring waters, distilled water, all of these types of waters, and people still do not absorb very well. Even Kangen water, one of the most expensive water systems that you can buy, I could only get maybe about 40% absorption on when I muscle test people to see how it works, which, you know, is certainly better than 20%, but still, there is no water that I've been able to test that will help people absorb water better, you know, percentage-wise than intense water, if that makes sense at all, Sam.
Yeah, Peggy, it makes perfect sense to me, because I'm, in my mind's eye, I'm seeing you at the front of that conference room explaining this as you're doing it. I want to get to that, but before, Gary just sent me a great question. When you talk about absorbing, with the body's ability to absorb water at the cellular level, what is, obviously the body responds differently, but what does that really mean when you say absorb it? Because let me play devil's advocate. As you have said, some of your patients come in and they say, you know, I drink a gallon of water and I'm still, my test says I'm dehydrated. Or another person may say, I don't like drinking water because then I just have to go to the bathroom all day long.
Right.
How does the body absorb it into the cellular level, especially the PIMAG water, which I'm using that as a generality, you know, from the sports bottle, from the waterfall, from any one of our past counter or under-counter units, they all produce PIMAG water, which is living water. How do the cells absorb it better?
Well, water is really an interesting product. And if water has been exposed to various chemicals or you know, various substances, it holds that frequency in its water. So if it's been exposed to nitrates or pesticides or herbicides, or if water is very hard. I live here in Idaho, and our water is very hard. And so the surface tension of that water, you know, has a greater surface tension, and water is because the water is so hard. So when you run it through its different filters and then through its magnetic charger, it actually helps make the water softer without having to add chemicals or salt. And it's that ability to break up the clusters of water instead of getting these bigger clusters of water, a smaller cluster, so it makes it easier for the water to absorb that into the body or into your cells, which is huge, because if the cells, if they see, you know, water that has all these, you know, things in it, the body really doesn't want to take it in. It's just, you know, that's why sometimes people drink water and it almost just makes them sick and nauseated to drink regular water. But if you can break up water so it's more into smaller clusters, it more easily allows the water to be absorbed. And water to be absorbed by the body actually has to become in a more structured form, like a hexagonal kind of form for the body to recognize water. And it actually takes energy of our body to make water into this hexagonal form so it can be absorbed. So if you, one, don't have very much energy to work with, like me, who was very chronically fatigued, it's harder for our body to convert water into a form it can recognize. And where high mag water already has the magnetic energy in it, it's imbued with this, you know, additional energy. Plus, it filters out those ugly things we really don't want in water, you know, your pesticides, herbicides, those kinds of things that we are getting exposed to more and more. So the water, plus it makes the water clusters smaller so that the body can more easily absorb it. And that's why out of all of the waters that we've been able to test, when I test people, you can just see the difference when I muscle test them what their body can absorb, just because of the results we see from them drinking the water and it changing, you know, how dry their skin is, less constipation, soothing some of the stomach issues that, you know, some of our patients may have. So does that make sense there?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. And my mind is racing because this week I had the opportunity to, my wife is a language arts teacher of 6th and 7th graders, and she has been asking me for weeks to come in and share my story and to try and educate these kids on the essence of storytelling. And one of the ahas, and I know several of these kids by name because at dinner time, that's the dinner entertainment of our 17-year-old Emily, who's getting ready to graduate from high school, actually, and community college at the same time. And we basically all wait in anticipation of, you know, our favorite characters in Stacy's class, their stories. And one of the individuals who is extremely overweight and very obnoxious and learning disabled, you know, on and on and on, I literally grabbed my cell phone to confirm what time of day it was. And the reason why is he's drinking one of those tall. This is a sixth grader at 12 years of age. He's drinking one of the tall rock stars.
Oh, wow.
At 10:32 a.m. And I'm just going, holy smokes, no wonder why he's hyperactive. No wonder why he's literally twice the size he should be. And no wonder why he even makes fun of himself. And I wanted to scream and yell at the parents. He doesn't know any better. He's only 12. He doesn't know that this is not the way to go. But my wife explained to me, this is every day. Every day he comes to class consuming a beverage of that choice. But I want to cite, and I want to have you finish by clearly explaining how people can do a simple energy test like what you just explained. So it's very, very clear, because in my mind's eye, I can see you doing this. I've done it numerous times, but I've never asked the question, hey, is your body absorbing 20% of this? And then pulling down on the arm, seeing how strong they are. Is your body, and keep going up, and just communicating. And some people would interpret this as, wow, is this really legit stuff? Because if it was really legit, how come my doctor doesn't know about it? Well, it's not taught in medical school, and I know you'll share that. But I want to cite, and I put this in my email a few weeks ago, a recent, it just came out on NPR less than 2 weeks ago, a study that was done, a pediatric study that was done with 8,000 children ages 2 to 18. What they discovered when it came to water consumption was that 20% of these 8,000 kids did not consume any water whatsoever. None at all. From sunup to sundown, they did not drink water. So one out of every five of these 8,000 kids did not consume any water at all. Some would argue, well, they drank sort of water. You know, juice, it's sort of water, right? And Peggy, I know you're going to yell and say, absolutely not. But what shocked me was that same group of individuals, that 20%, they were consuming twice the amount of calories every single day because every beverage they drank was loaded with sugar, whether it was natural sugar through juice, apple, grape, you name it, or these energy drinks, or some of them drink coffee or tea. And the list goes in pop, soda. I mean, so we need to be alarmed and help people say, look it, there is an alternative. Can I show you? So Peggy, tell us how. And I'm getting a couple texts from people saying your voice is getting quieter again, and I don't know if it's because I'm screaming.
No, it's probably just because my phone. I'll try to talk more directly into my microphone. But
so what? Can you walk us through that simple energy test again?
Okay. Well, first, what I do is I'll ask a person if they have any problems with their shoulders, because I don't want to be having somebody place their arm out in front of them if they've just recently had, you know, shoulder surgery or have a problem with their shoulder. And so I will ask them that first. And then I'll ask them, I tell them I do some muscle testing that helps me to be able to get some yes-no answers so I can understand maybe better what's going on with them. And I get their permission if I can test them first, because I feel like that's important. I don't want to invade somebody's space if they're not comfortable with that. And so then I have them place their arm out in front of them, and then I just gently place two fingers on their wrist, and I'll ask if I can accurately muscle test them. And also I'll place my fingers on their wrist just to see if their arm locks and holds, so that I can see if I can actually test them, because some patients are so energetically out of balance that if I ask that question and their arm falls when I add, you know, gentle pressure to the wrist, it means something's out of balance and I need to rebalance them first. And there's several different ways you can do that, but that just lets me know if I can accurately muscle test. And so if it gives me a yes, then I'll ask a yes, no question, and I'll ask about the water. So then I'll maybe have them hold their water that they normally drink, whether it's bottled water or tap water, and I'll have them hold that in a glass or next to their chest, or you can have them drink it, whatever is best for you. And then I will ask the body or with their arm, you know, what percent of this water that they're holding or they've drunk can they actually absorb? And so then I'll start asking, like, can the body absorb 20%? And I'll see if the arm locks and holds. And if it says yes, and I'll go, does it, can it absorb 25%? Yes, no. You know, and I rarely ever get anybody who can absorb 30%, but, you know, it's whatever the body tells you. And then I'll have them hold the pine egg water. I'll have them drink it or hold it, and I'll do the same thing. I'll have them put their arm out, and I'll ask, can your body absorb, you know, 20% of this water? And test and hold, can it absorb 25%? You know, it'll hold if it's a yes answer. If it's a no, the arm will drop. And I'll continue going up until the arm falls. And on our chronic patients, when I test them, I can always usually get at least 60% or more water absorption on them, even when they are only normally start out at 20%, you know, absorbing, you know, water that they drink, which is a huge, huge increase in absorption. And if we can do that, that is going to make, you know, their ability to absorb much better and benefit from actually absorbing water, so they don't have to drink more, they can actually absorb more water. And does that make sense, Vance, or I hope I've been able to explain it a little bit better?
Yeah, no, absolutely, because I understand it perfectly, because I've been having fun, you know, doing energy tests like this all the time, and I, as of recently, I try to always drag our 9-year-old with me. Because people can't, when they see it, it's one thing to feel it, but you take a child who, Addie currently weighs 72 pounds, she's just this solid brick of a young lady, because she doesn't ever stop, but to be able to show that, and to talk somebody through, and I want to make sure everybody's clear on this, when you're saying, can you absorb, you know, 20%, and you're pulling down. You're just applying gentle pressure on the wrist, right? You're pulling down with your fingers? Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you can, if you go on YouTube, anybody goes on YouTube, you can type in energy testing the body, and you'll see a variety of different, not only physical therapists, but nutritionists. The list goes on and on and on and on of people that do this. And I want to cite one other thing that just pops into my mind. A few years ago, I was in Virginia, and a nutritional microscopist was, for like a $20 donation or whatever it was, she was testing all of the Nikonites, taking a live blood testing. And she'd prick the finger, put it on the little Petri dish, and put it underneath the microscope, and the microscope was connected to a video screen. And she shared at the end of, I think it was the first day, when it was her turn to address the whole group of us, she said, "I've never tested a group of people whose blood is literally dancing on the screen." Dancing, that was the term she used. And she said, "Then it dawned on me, you're all drinking that same water."
Yes, and Vance, I actually had that done when I was introduced to Nikan's water when it first came out. I actually had live blood cell analysis done, and when I took that, you could actually see the clumping of the cells and the, I actually had some parasites that were still in my system, but, you know, by drinking the water, you could just see how much better the cells, they weren't as clumped together, and this was really within like 15 minutes, so before a blood microscopy done. And you could see that how low it's where the red cells kind of clump together. And when that happens, you don't have as much surface area on your blood cells, so oxygen can't get to all of those cells that are clumped together as well as if the cells are individually moving and roaming around. And so I actually have a copy of my live blood cell analysis before and after Pimag water, and it's so very interesting to see how much better the cells are. They're not as clumped. They can move around more freely, and it's just like the cells actually have more energy running around in the video. So I've been able to experience that firsthand.
Yeah, it is. It's really fun because it. I mean, we can explain it, and you've done a. And I want to thank you again. You've done a beautiful job of explaining, because my understanding of how it all works. We can read great resources like the book by Batman Gelly, "Your Body's Many Cries for Water," which is a fantastic resource if you haven't picked up a copy of that. Herb Rapp's book, "Fit to Win," is another resource. There are tons of resources out there available to help us understand the importance of water. But I think if we can finish with this thought, you know, half our body weight in ounces, and then an extra 2 glasses for every caffeinated beverage, if we drink tea or coffee. And I know, we should never even touch things like that to our lips, right, Peggy?
Right, but, you know, people do. And, you know, if they are primarily drinking good water, like Pimag water, if someone wants to have an occasional, you know, soda, you know, I'm okay with that as long as it's, you know, occasional and not all the time, like your, you know, poor little one that was drinking, you know, those not good energy drinks or, you know, sodas and different things like that.
Yeah, no, and I just, again, for my own self, you know, I'll quote the Apostle Paul, you know, that I'm the chief among all sinners when it comes to, I really like coffee. I didn't a few years ago, but I have to limit myself. And the caveat to that is I learned from my friend Alan Fujioka in Hawaii that when you get water right out of the waterfall, that is the premium. And then put that on the stove and heat it up, you know, to make, you're going to, the absorption level is so much better. So you use far less coffee or tea, and it absorbs into the body. So the effect, and I don't do it for the buzz. I just like the warmth in the morning as I put my feet on the Kinko ground and I open up and I start reading or I'm responding to emails and texts. I just love the, I know that little bit. And that's all, that's it. That's it. It's one cup. That's all. So, you know, I know I'm a sinner. Sorry, folks.
It's fine. And it actually makes the coffee smoother. I don't know if you've ever done the water out of the tap and made coffee and then make water out of the Pimac water and then taste the difference. You'll taste the difference. The coffee will taste smoother. It will just taste even better than, you know, when it's made out of that versus regular water.
Oh, no, you know, trust me. When you live in the Pacific Northwest, there's two things that are apropos to us folks here. We're apple snobs. We will not eat certain types of apples because everybody and anybody can grow apples here of a variety of different species. And then right behind that is we're pretty in the know when it comes to coffee consumption. And you use tap water versus Nikan water, it makes all the difference in the world. So, and I don't want to finish on that note. I want to finish by saying, Peggy, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Ben.
And I would like to, if I can just throw it out there, I'm going to solicit from the group and ask everybody who's listening, just simply say, hey, if you've got a question for Peggy, save that, archive that. And we'll reboot here and we'll just take a whole, 20-30 minutes and let you ask questions on the subject of water, okay?
Yeah, we don't want to diagnose, treat, or, be out of compliance.
Right, exactly. And we'll plan on that in a few weeks or a couple months down the road. But especially as we head into the summer months, I want to remind people, as the weather gets warmer, it is absolutely, when our body starts sweating it out. And I think, and not to digress here, but the way that I tell for my own body, and I've helped educate our volunteer firefighters at the station that I get to serve at, and the other two stations, and at first they all made fun of it. But then they started realizing, oh, that makes sense. And while we haven't figured out a way to get a Pimac waterfall there, at least they're drinking a lot less of the other stuff, and they're drinking way more water. And at least we're getting it. But as far as the absorption, unfortunately, it's part of the culture. But the simple test to know without having a hydration test done, and I'd like your opinion on this, and we'll finish with this, is look at the color of your urine.
Yes.
Is that apropos?
Yes, because you can tell someone who is very dehydrated just because of when their urine is very concentrated and darker, it's almost like an amber color or dark. They just are not, that's not a good thing when they're... urine is very dark. You want it to be very light, almost clear, or, very, very pale yellow. You just don't want it to be darker because the body, it means it's just not getting enough water, and that's not healthy.
And not only, as you've addressed, not only not getting enough water, but the water's not absorbing into the body, more than likely. Yeah. And that's where it's a really simple test, and it can, for me, in a matter of 4 or 5 hours, if I haven't consumed enough of the Nikan water, whether it's coming out of the sports bottle or out of the waterfall or out of one of the counter units, I can tell. It's just absolutely amazing. And so, again, Peggy Goodman has been with us, a physical therapist of 40 years, 4 decades, and hopefully this has been beneficial to you. If you have a friend who needs to hear what you just heard, SaturdayAMLive.com. Again, SaturdayAMLive.com. And Steve will do his best to get it posted right there on the blog. That's the first thing that comes up when you type that in on a Google search. And you can also find them on 2019 recordings. Look for the subject, Water, A Family Affair, Part 3. And then you'll see this conversation. So again, Peggy, let's plan on a couple months, and you and I will chat and get a date pegged down for that. But thank you again. Although I haven't scribbled any notes, my mind is racing with new ways to show people the power of what Nikan's given us in our water products.
Yes, and if you have a spouse or someone that is there with your person that's testing, if I will have them put their fingers over the wrist and I'll put mine on top of theirs, then they can actually feel if the arm is holding or not holding, and that helps the spouse understand what I'm doing so they can feel the difference when I'm testing, so that they begin to understand, okay, oh yeah, it's not that she's pushing harder, it's just, you know, that person's body is actually responding. So it has like a validation for the person being tested to have a family member who they trust do that. So I've done that a lot of times if I've had the spouse come in with me when I'm testing people, if that makes sense.
Oh, it makes, and I'm nodding my head in acknowledgement that I understand. But just to clarify, what Peggy just said is that when she's pulling down on somebody's wrist, she asks somebody else, the spouse or somebody else who's with them, to put their hand so they can feel the difference. Because that word validation, that is huge. And that's why I use our 9-year-old. Because Addie really, they can see her tighten up. And this is, whether it's with the water or with the Kinko ground or a pair of insoles, I let them see how a 72-pound young lady can support her father, who is 140 pounds with clothes, 145. She's supporting twice. And when I do it a little differently rather than just the arm, I do it behind the back, and that's a whole other subject in itself. So anyways, Peggy, we are out of time. Thank you again. I really, really appreciate this. You gave us so much to go on. And hopefully we'll run out and use this. So
thank you, Vance, for having me.
All right, have a great rest of the day, Peggy. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.